Blog Talk Radio.
Great.
Oh, America, are you serious? It is showtime, baby. Here we go.
This is the Garrington Pace Show.
Call the Garrington K Show at 661-467-2416.
Let's get retarded.
Well,
really
wow.
We got 5 minutes
left. Can you please help me?
Can you please help me?
We're supposed to go to
Jacuzzi. Everybody, get stoked.
Hey everybody, this is the Derek and Kay Show. We are broadcasting live from Boston. This is Derek, and over there's Kay.
I'm Kay.
Today is Rocktober 3rd.
Woo!
2010.
You remember the year today.
I got it this
Yay!
Time. I'm on it.
And we're so sorry for starting the show late. We had some technical difficulties and maybe some mental difficulties for me over here.
A little something going on over there.
Yeah.
It's tough to call in.
It's tough to call in, and it's tough to change your password on Skype when you are signed into Skype.
I haven't tried doing that before.
Oh, it's pretty dumb. Yeah, pretty dumb. Anyway, can you turn my mic level up just a tad? A hair.
Do you need the level higher, or do you have cans there? How about that?
Maybe, I don't know. Is that good?
I think you're good.
All right.
Maybe turn the headphones up a little bit.
Sweet. Oh, yeah, that's nice.
How's that sounding?
That's nice.
All right.
Oh, my
More
goodness.
In the ear.
Yeah. So it's magically fall.
It is fall.
And it's cold outside.
Happy fall.
Happy fall, everybody. Happy October. Or,
Rocktober.
Sorry.
Rocktober.
Happy rock. I see. Another excuse to play the sound clip again.
Yeah, it's a good sound clip. And for those of you that are Rock Band fans, Rock Band 3 coming out, I think, in 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Oh, really?
So.
I thought it was already out for some reason.
No, it's like 2 weeks.
Oh.
I'm going to be psyched. I'm going to be waiting in line.
What kind of differences between Rock Band 2 and Rock Band 3 will there be?
Well, there'll be you'll have a keyboard or a guitar. You can have a stand or you can strap it on.
Uh-huh.
And you can have 3 singers.
Oh.
So you can have, up to 7 people.
Really?
It's going to be good times.
So you can have a big old loud party in your house and the cops come and
it's
wake it up.
It's going to be crazy.
Fantastic.
Rocktober.
3rd time with that sound clip. You love it.
Oh, boy. What can I say?
Anyway.
I just got that one.
How's your weekend?
My weekend is good.
You sent me an interesting picture last night on a text message.
That's right. I was watching a baseball game.
You went to the baseball game?
Right across the street.
How did you manage that?
It was pretty awesome. Friend of a friend, family had tickets, season
uh-huh.
tickets, and we
uh-huh.
got right behind home plate.
Oh.
And we could see the pitches coming in. It's pretty awesome.
You were right behind home plate?
Yeah, just a few rows back.
That's amazing.
It was pretty exciting.
Oh, my goodness.
For someone who's not a huge baseball fan, it was nice to finally be there and see what happens across the street.
It's pretty magical.
I haven't been there since I was a kid.
Did you have a vegetarian hot dog?
I did not.
Oh.
Actually, I did not partake in anything because we were there till almost 1:30 in the morning.
What?
Into extra innings. The first game went to extra innings. It was a doubleheader.
Uh-huh.
And so we were there late.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's what happened.
Wow. Late baseball.
Late baseball.
Man, extra innings. So how many extra innings did it go to?
25.
What? No.
How about 10?
Okay. But 25.
It's, pretty late. It's like 1:20 in the morning. It's really late.
Freaking baseball game. Well, I got to tell you, there was a game today.
Last game of the season.
Is it?
This is it.
I suppose it was a winner. But, yeah, it makes my commute here really amazing.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to worry about it anymore.
I know.
Well,
I'm so excited.
For the season.
Well, for the season.
Yeah.
Until I, you know, and I'll be driving my rent-a-car.
Rent-a-car? Oh, you're do tell.
Yeah. Well, you know, not everyone knows, but you know that I was involved in a very fun auto accident on Thursday. Yeah. It was quite the fun time. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Somebody crashed into me in a rotary, and it was the best time ever. And my back hurts.
Still?
Yeah.
What is this, a week later?
No, Thursday. It just happened Thursday.
Oh, well, it's a week since we did the show.
It's a week since we've been the show. But, yeah, it's my neck and back are not the best. I mean, they're not, like, critical,
so,
but it hurts.
It was, like, a week back?
It was Thursday.
I'm sorry. I was just trying to do the back jump. Sorry.
It wasn't like we're back in.
That's horrible.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. No. So
you're
really
okay.
I'm okay. My car is dented and
it's getting work done.
Hopefully. You know, I'm in the midst of, you know, all that filing a claim and all that business. But hopefully I'll have a rental car very soon and my car will be.
A convertible?
God, who knows? Who knows? It could be. You know, a van, a minivan.
Cargo van, that could be good.
Yeah.
That could come in handy for you.
For all my kids. Kids, of which I have none. I could put the cats in there and call it kids.
You could put the cats in there.
I'm sure
they would love it.
They would love it. Because I know Paddington loves the car.
He doesn't really, though.
No, he hates it. He hates it. So what are we going to do first?
I don't know. I got some weird news. I got some good YouTube stuff.
Oh, all right.
And, of course, we have the game show that's sweeping the nation.
This or that?
This or that.
That's the best game show ever.
People are loving this.
I think that it's going to be a big trend in the coming future. This or that. Everyone's going to want to play.
We had a winner last week.
We did have a winner last week.
$1,000 at Starbucks. Starbucks.
Starbucks. Starbucks. Bucks of Star. But
yeah.
I like the Starbucks. I was just there this morning.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been in, like, months.
Really?
Probably a couple months.
I go about once a week, get myself a coffee and an apple fritter. Mm-hmm.
Apple fritter?
It's about 1,000 calories. It's amazing.
It's apple?
It is apple.
I did play in the apple game last week.
Really? Yeah, the apple game is fantastic. That's going to be sweeping the nation as well.
It seems like coffee comes up all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I got an interesting list of the 12 heaviest coffee drinkers.
Oh, really?
It's the occupations that go with the 12 heaviest coffee drinkers.
Oh, I see. Okay, go for it.
For some reason, there's 12 of them. I don't know why there's 12.
Not 10?
No, you think
it's 20?
I think a list would normally be that.
Yeah, 12? Right,
I'll start at number 12. And then I guess number one being the highest coffee drinker.
Okay.
So at number 12, we have government workers.
I'm not surprised by that.
They're making
coffee at work, those government workers.
They have to have coffee.
Yeah.
Just there.
Yeah.
And machine operators.
What does that mean, machine operators?
Yeah, your construction, bulldozer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess they always have coffee, like in the movies.
Backhoe.
Huh?
Yeah, your construction vehicles.
Oh, backhoe. Oh, okay. All right, who's number 10?
Number 10, we got scientists.
Scientists?
That's pretty good.
They're drinking coffee, they're curing cancer. Fantastic.
Figure out how to cure the caffeine jitters.
Maybe. They're all jittery. They're like handling petri dishes and things. I don't know. All right, who's number 9?
Number 9, we've got marketing and public relations professionals.
Marketing and PR professionals. Yeah, I guess I could see that. Hire them office workers, or what was number 12?
Number 12 was government workers.
Oh, government workers. I'm surprised by that. All right, go ahead.
Number 8, we got teachers.
Teachers?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I know a teacher that doesn't drink any coffee.
Me too.
Interesting. Number 7, Got engineers.
Engineers. Hmm. All right.
Number six, food preparers.
Food preparers? like cooks or like line
cooks? I guess you
say chefs.
It's just preparers.
Preparers.
Yeah.
That seems to me like...
It's a little
like
down
a little,
the food chain.
Yeah,
as far
it seems
as the
like
chefs.
Like you're flipping burgers or you're working the fire machine. Don't you think?
Yeah,
it's not
the, you know, chop, chop, chop.
Yeah, or you're not like the sous chef at the Four Seasons. You're like...
Yeah.
Nubby.
Line cook or something.
Yeah.
Like all that. Where are we? Oh, number five. We've got financial / insurance sales representatives.
Hmm.
Kind of a long one.
Yeah.
And number four, we've got designers and architects.
Really? They're staying up late drawing stuff.
I know we might be spending too much time talking about this.
We're getting through.
I love that sound clip.
It's a good one. We're going to be going through it. This just seems to be taking longer than the list that I thought.
All right.
Number three, we got hotel workers.
Hotel worker. Well, they're up all night.
They are up all night. You get your bellhops and all that.
Yeah, the maids.
And number two, we got physicians.
Really? Well, I guess I'm not shocked by that either, especially in the when they're doing their rotations. Why is that funny?
Yeah, because and then they have to work like extra,
extra
innings.
Yeah, they're up
like
extra innings.
I don't know, extra shifts.
Okay.
And the number one all-time heaviest coffee drinker occupation.
Talk radio show host. No.
It'd be awesome if it was, but no, it's not. It's nurses.
Nurses, real? Well, they're up all night too. Because I know when I was in the hospital, the nurses come in like 3 in the morning, 5 in the morning. Like they're there all the time.
They have to be there all the time.
Yeah. Oh, mate, they got on my nerves. I'm trying to sleep.
Do you need more juice box or cracker?
No, they came in, they would take my blood pressure and they would take my temperature and make sure I was, I don't know, not dying. But they wake me up like 2 in the morning. Like, you can't sleep in a hospital.
You can't.
You can't.
There's so much commotion.
There's a lot of commotion. People are coming to check on you all the time. Ugh. Ugh, you don't want to be there.
Trifling.
Is that a new sound clip?
That's a new sound clip.
Oh,
that's
goodness.
Actually, you know, that sounds edited, but that was how we roll with it.
It does sound edited.
We just kept saying trifling.
That's pretty funny.
That was Sarah from last week.
Oh, my goodness. Do you have any weird news over there?
I do have some weird news.
Hit it.
And it's, boy, you know, it's weird out there, and it's funny how this stuff just keeps on coming. We have from Fort Myers, Florida.
Yeah.
We have outdoor sex.
What?
Yep. Outdoor sex.
Wait, outdoor sex? In what context?
Well, a Fort Myers couple were engaging in some afternoon delight under a tree at a convenience store called Good to Go.
That's perfect.
Which I think is awesome. So a deputy went into the store and, of course, saw the couple engaged in sexual intercourse.
He went into the store and saw them outside?
Yeah, saw them outside and overheard them speaking to each other. Don't stop, you know, right there. You know, keep
mm-hmm.
going.
Mm-hmm.
And... They actually the store manager said they were going for about an hour and they couldn't stop them.
They couldn't stop
them? They could not stop them. And I guess they were arrested later on. And I know this is a visual.
They waited
here.
Until everyone's done with their
Yeah, I think they finished.
Well, that's nice of them.
And I can show you there's a rainbow guy.
I love the rainbow
guy. I know this is radio, but I got to show you the picture of these people.
Okay.
They weren't so super fine looking.
Oh boy.
Take a look here.
Okay, let me see.
Take a look at those two people.
Oh my goodness!
Isn't that frightening?
Gracious. Let me see.
Oh. They both look like guys.
They couldn't stop them.
They could not stop them.
Maybe they didn't want to. They
look where they got posted. $5,000 bet. Yeah.
They are
trifling.
Trifling.
Yeah.
Wow. Trifling. Wow. Trifling. Love the sound clip. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, what else? And other kinds of weird sort of sex news, I guess, is like the weird news.
Wow, sex news this week.
Yeah, here we go again. We have a guy who took his beating the meat at the supermarket way too literally. 25-year-old at a Safeway in Colorado was caught masturbating behind the meat counter.
Safeway in Colorado?
I don't know where Safeways are.
Okay, so he was like jerking off behind the meat counter?
Yep, and I don't know what's wrong with that.
What's wrong with your sound clip?
It just does that. It's okay, though. And then a woman sort of spotted this guy with meat in hand.
Yeah.
And he replied, can I help you with anything? She walked away, and then she looked back, and he continued on with what he was doing.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You know.
It's frightening stuff.
That happened to me before, actually.
What?
not behind the meat counter, though, but I was at the Science Convention Center D-Cup,
yeah.
And I was going, I don't know, oh, I remember I was actually going to church.
Sure you
on
were.
On Sunday morning. No, I was.
Uh-huh.
This is like when I was a freshman in college, and I was going to Emmanuel Church to go listen to beautiful music.
Oh, my goodness.
And on the other side, on the other side of the track, you know, there's, you can see another platform
uh-huh.
from the other direction.
I don't know where you're going
and
with
it. And there was a guy on the other side, like, just going for it.
What?
And staring right at me.
Staring you?
Yes.
Wow.
It was the most uncomfortable situation I've ever been in my entire life, and I just sort of got out of view. I just sort of walked
to the left.
That's
probably the best thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't, you know, there's no need to do any screaming. You just kind of get out of view.
Yeah, you want to leave the area.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't there to be porn that morning. No, I'm flattered, but no, not that morning, no. And not for a stranger.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah. Well, it was years ago.
Let me see what else we got here. This isn't really necessarily funny, but it's just kind of weird. And
not funny?
Maybe ironic.
Okay.
Sort of. Wait, I don't know where the thing is. Out of here somewhere. Oh my gosh. Okay, so the owner of Segway. Have you heard about this? The British owner of Segway.
No.
Was riding on his estate with his Segway.
Uh huh.
His all-terrain Segway. Maybe it's a new kind or something. And he went off a cliff and killed himself.
On the Segway?
An accident, supposedly. A freak accident, yeah.
That is a freak accident.
It's happened in the UK.
That's terrible.
It is terrible, but it's like, this came up in the weird news, so I felt I should mention it. It's
that
terrible.
That is very ironic.
It's, you know, it's not funny.
It's not funny.
You know, it's not going to get a laugh.
I mean, that's really,
yeah.
I mean, if you're going to die, I mean, well, you know what?
Well, he went out.
If he's going to go out anyway, he's going to go out on the Segway. I think that's the best way to go out if you are the owner of a Segway company.
Yep.
Don't you think?
He went out on the right gear.
Where's the rim shot when we need it? All right. Go ahead with your next story.
More news from the UK.
Yep.
You might not want to eat your bread in the UK.
Why? What's in it?
Because a baker was fined.
Is this more sex news?
No,
okay.
I think we're gonna end with that.
Okay.
I know I could have kept going with a few other ones, but I didn't want the whole show to be about that.
Okay.
That would be a little strange. But a UK baker was fined for having a mouse baked into a loaf of bread.
Ew.
I supposedly this was an accident.
You know what that reminds me of? That's like Anne of Green Gables when the mouse fell into the pudding and she was all upset, but the mouse was in the bread, like suspended in the bread. Do you have pictures?
I don't, but supposedly there's a picture that's released. I just didn't find it. I found this earlier in the week.
Gotta find
that
later.
I know. I
posted it on the blog.
I meant to look it up and I didn't find that. But
you can locate us at DerekNK.blogspot.com. You can also email us at DKRadioshow@gmail.com and find us on Facebook.
That's right, Facebook.
Yes.
And you can call us at 661 467-2416.
You looked very, very concerned that you were not going to get the numbers out correctly.
I got the number right here, so I can't miss it.
Is that your last story?
You know what? It might. Yeah. You know, I think that really should be.
Okay.
And that is the weird news.
That is the weird news. Very weird.
Very weird, isn't it?
So what time are we going to play this or that today?
We might have to play that a little bit later. How about
6:40?
6:40.
6:40. We're going to play this or that.
Exactly.
So call in at 6:40 or sometime before that to win a prize. A fabulous prize.
A fabulous prize. We don't know what it is yet, but by then we will.
It's an amazing, fantastic, stupendous prize that we will get to you when we get it. But play this or that. It's an easy game. Get 3 out of 5 to win.
You get one right. Get that sound.
All right. What do we want to do next? Want to do entertainment news or want to do Best of Craigslist?
Oh, let's save the Best of Craigslist for I think that's my favorite.
Okay. All right. Well, in the meantime, I've got some entertainment news from Hollywood.
Hollywood.
We love that. Actually, the first story I have for you is a sad one. Tony Curtis died this Wednesday.
I did hear that.
Yeah. He was the father of Jamie Lee Curtis and former wife of her mother who was in the Psycho movie who got killed in the shower. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that one.
Yeah. He was in over, I think, 150 movies. And one movie he was in, he played a criminal who's on the lam, but in drag. And he quoted this, panties are easy to, I find. Garter belts are not disruptive, I don't think. The shoulder pads and dresses can be a little obnoxious, but by and large, I would say the brassiere is the worst.
Oh, my God.
Rest in peace, Tony Curtis.
Oh.
Tiger Woods' brother says dad would be disappointed.
About
his scandal.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
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 I didn't even know Tiger Woods had a brother. Because you don't hear about any of his relatives except his father.
What's his brother's name? Do they have that information?
Earl Jr. is the oldest half-brother.
Earl Jr. Woods?
Earl Jr. Woods. Yeah.
Huh.
It's not as catchy as Tiger. You know, sounds like the Nubs brother.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's probably common sense. It'd be one thing if he said it's like his father's really proud of him.
Well, yeah. Well, he says he got caught up in being human. He made mistakes, and unfortunately, those mistakes were magnified because he is who he is and where he's at. Then they asked him what was he like growing up. He said he was very disciplined. Tiger had his duties to perform. My dad would have him practice rounds in the afternoon. They would be there for 2 and 3 hours. Most of that was fun time because he was so young, but my dad would slip in some instruction. I am not reading well today.
Huh.
I'm stumbling and bumbling.
That's all right.
Anyway, the next story is about former American Idol winner Jordan Sparks. Do you know any of her songs?
I have no idea who
that is. There's actually one song that I've heard that I really like, but that's just one song. Anyway, she's about to release her first fragrance. Aren't you excited?
Wow.
And this got me...
Oh, whoops. I mean, that's what the... Oh, that's the wrong clip.
And this got me thinking about something that really irritates me is when celebrities endorse fragrance because you know they're not in the lab, like, makeup stuff or, like, making... You know, they're
just
not there.
Just putting their name on it, right?
They're just putting their name on it.
Yeah.
So these are some of the celebrity endorsed perfumes that I thought were remarkable. Wow. Jennifer Lopez has released, like, a million. So they're like, J-Lo Glow, Still, Miami Glow, First at Love Glow, Live Lux, Glow After Dark, Glow Shimmer.
Oh, my God.
Desio Forever, Desio for Men, Live Platinum, Sun Kiss Glow, My Glow, Blue Glow.
Whoa.
Should Jennifer Lopez have released that many perfumes?
That is a lot. And that's a lot of glow, too.
It's a lot of glow. And you know who else has released some perfumes? Michael Jackson.
Oh, I did not know that.
Mystique do Michael Jackson. Legend and Michael Jackson, Magic Beat Unwind. Also, Prince released a perfume, Get Wild.
Get Wild?
Get Wild.
Jeez, another one. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Where did you get these? Go to Filene's.
Yeah, I don't know. Zsa Zsa Gabor has a perfume. It's called Zigzag.
Oh.
But I don't think it's out anymore.
How's she doing? Didn't she just have a hip?
She's doing okay. I heard that she was eating again. She had a feeding tube, but now she's good. She's good.
That's good.
And my favorite perfume by a celebrity was Svetlana Stalin. Yeah, that's right. You heard that right. Stalin.
I don't know.
Stalin's daughter.
Really?
Yeah, really. And it's called...
Is this funny?
Wait for it. Svetlana's breath.
I don't want to wear that.
I don't want to wear that either.
What is that? Like someone sneezed on you or something?
Yeah, that's no good.
Jeez.
Remember when the plane landed in the Hudson River?
Yes.
Well, they're going to make a movie about it.
Of course they are. Well, that's good because at least that one, that would have a happy ending, right? I mean,
yeah, it would have a happy ending.
Good.
But, I mean, let's think about this. They're making a movie about the plane crashing into Hudson and everyone survives.
It's not much of a story.
I mean,
yeah, he's a hero and all that, but, I mean, it's what happens. I mean, they hit some birds. They go in the water. He does a really good crash landing.
Yeah, water landing.
Water landing.
In the event of a water landing. Whenever someone says that on the plane, I go,
yeah.
There's no water landing.
I don't like the sound of it either.
It's not.
Flotation devices.
It's not going to happen. Not going to happen. Oh, yeah. I don't even want to think about plane crashes. J.K. Rowling says no to Michael Jackson about a Harry Potter musical.
Harry Potter, the musical?
Yes. Apparently, J.K. Rowling was approached by Michael Jackson to turn her Harry Potter novels into a stage musical.
They're not making enough money with that already.
She's not rich enough already,
seriously.
Right? And speaking of musicals, the sequel to The Phantom of the Opera is going to be delayed. Everyone cried.
Oh.
Yes.
Why is it being delayed? How many years has it been? I mean...
I don't know. When did that come out? Like 1985?
Are we going to see it in our lifetime if it's been delayed?
I hope not, because there needs to be no sequel for The Phantom of the Opera. Justin Bieber matches NSYNC's record for album sales.
A little punk.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger decriminalizes pot this week in California.
Wow. call on that, like our first show, our second show, or something.
Yeah, so you can carry not more than an ounce, and it goes into effect like January 1st.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know if that was interesting. Oksana Grigorieva, I can't say her last name at all.
It's really weird.
Oksana
yeah.
G of Mel Gibson fame. yes. Is getting $20,000 per month in child support from Mel Gibson.
$20,000 per month?
Yes.
Wow.
$20,000.
Wow. Keep those phone calls coming. Wow.
TMZ caught up with her two lawyers, Dan O'Malley and Daniel Horowitz, where Horowitz told our photo og, everything in Hollywood is to excess. Mel Gibson is worth upwards of $1 billion. It's a very modest award by Hollywood standards and a very high award by normal people standards.
Normal people.
Mm-hmm. Normal people. Yeah. And the last story is the D.C. housewife, Michelle Salahi, and her husband, Tarek Salahi, don't want anyone to say that they are party crashers for crashing the White House state dinner. Back last November of 2009. You don't know about this? Have you been living under a rock for the last few years?
I don't remember hearing about this. I actually, before the show, I wasn't picking up on all this, but now I'm tracking it like you wouldn't believe.
In November 2009, Tarek and Michelle Salahi went into the White House state dinner uninvited.
How can you do that?
They crashed it. I don't know. They snuck in through... somewhere, and they got caught and were escorted out. But there's pictures of her like close to the president, like shaking his hand,
This was last year.
Yeah, this is in 2009. December 2009.
Okay.
And they're like sending their lawyers out to say, you know, don't say that we party crashed. Say that we alleged party crashed.
Alleged.
Alleged.
It sounds so much like. Oh, we might have.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. We thought we were supposed to be here.
Yeah. They just claimed that they lost their invitation.
likely story.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, they're pretty crazy. And that's the news from Hollywood.
Awesome. Wow. Well, I think what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with this or that. And we'll be back after this.
This is the Darrington K Show. You suffer from chronic diarrhea? Then try new once-daily Meldinitrex. The secret is the glycemic formula, which takes a watery, soupy feces and makes it into one sturdy clump. Some common side effects are dry mouth, night sweats, nausea, vertigo, bad taste in mouth, drowsiness, balding, blood clots, sleeping with your brother's wife, hallucinations, urinary tract infections, vomiting, male bosoms, restless leg syndrome, mild shock, loss of vision, mental retardation, diarrhea, heart palpitations, and feeling faint. If death occurs, discontinue use of Meldinitrex. Talk to your doctor about Meldinitrex. Your new life awaits you. This is the Darrington K Show.
Call the Darrington K Show at 661-467-2416.
We are back. This is the Darrington K Show.
Yeah. Oh, I just want to mention something from last week's show. Remember the top 10 on iTunes?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that's the first one was like Bruno Mars, his song.
I don't know if I'm going to remember them all. They all sounded the same.
Yeah, they did all sound the same.
Two or three of them.
Anyway, Bruno Mars was arrested for like coke possession or something.
Oh.
Yeah, so he's a raging cokehead. I just thought I'd drop that knowledge on you right now. Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Top 10 on iTunes. Money.
So I got, before we get to this or that, I've got a few YouTube things. Nothing that's super amazing. And there was no auto-tune interest for once. But I have... I don't know if you've seen this. We're gonna start with. I think this just came out this week. I gotta find the right clip here. Bohemian Rhapsody. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
With slide whistles and kazoos.
What?
Yeah.
Play it. Okay.
Yeah.
My only question is why?
Well,
why?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I wasn't searching for this. I mean,
how did you stumble on that?
I was looking for something that had the most hits this week,
mm-hmm.
and he's at 1.2.
Oh, no.
So all the singing parts are kazoos and slide whistles. And there's a video. He's playing all the parts, supposedly. You can see that on the video. We won't play this all the way through because the
really
song
funny.
Is like 7 minutes
yeah,
long.
Yeah, the song is really long.
But
oh, that's
it's really amazing.
It is amazing and weird. Very silly. Why? Why would you
silly.
Do that? Like you're so bored.
And supposedly he matches the video. I mean, I guess the video is supposed to be loosely like the original video.
Oh, really?
I'm not that up on.
I'm not that up on like old music videos either. As a matter of fact, I haven't seen a music video, in probably a few years. It is very silly. It's like, what? Why? Why?
It's pretty great. We, if you jump to other parts here, let's see here. We got the guitar coming in. Let's jump around here a little bit. That's pretty much it. I mean, that's pretty much, you know, you get the idea.
That's funny.
That's pretty great, right? Oh, there's
oh,
talking.
Dear. Oh, there's
the chorus.
Talking.
Singing. Vocal. Okay. Next we have, here we go. Next.
5 minutes till this or that, people.
All right. And you can call in 661-467-2416.
That's right.
We get those calls queued up. We got probably tons of people that want to chime in on that one.
Lines are filling up fast.
And I have this little clip here. Australia's Next Top Model.
Uh-huh.
The final sale where they...
Oh, I think I heard about that.
Where they award the wrong person.
Uh-oh.
The actual runner-up.
Uh-oh.
I know there's a lot on the video that you see, but you can sense the awkwardness and the positive stuff.
Because I love me some America's Next Top Model, but I never watched Australia's Next Top Model. Let's hear it.
This
Let's hear
weird.
The
So the winner, and Australia's Next Top Model for 2010 is...
Oh, the suspense.
You, Kelsey.
She's wrong, though. No, it's not.
I just want to thank the runners up. They've been amazing.
This is so bad.
For keeping me on my toes.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to, you know, Granada Media and Foxtel.
You can see her looking.
She's
getting, like, the thing in her ear that she said the wrong person.
Thank you to all my fans for supporting me.
Wait for it.
Oh, my God. I don't know what to say right now. I'm feeling a bit sick about this. This is a complete accident. I'm so sorry. It's Amanda. I'm so sorry. It was said to me wrong.
Live TV, folks. I'm so sorry.
Awkward.
Super uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable.
Oh.
Oh, but they hug and they make up, and I'm sure there's other things that are said. But
wow.
Then,
what do you do when something like that happens? You have to
very
get
awkward. That's
something.
pretty much it.
That's super awkward. Oh no, man. I love America's Next Top Model.
I've never seen it. But I would watch it more if things like that happened.
Oh boy,
it's pretty funny.
There's like a lot of cat fighting and like dumb girls. And like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great. It's fantastic.
Fantastic.
It's like the ice cream of television. It's
You got to indulge.
Yeah, light and fluffy and needs nothing. So we are taking calls for this or that. Or we just play with each other.
We could.
Which is always fun.
Which is fun.
Always fun. As a matter of fact, I've still got some from last week.
Oh, I like when we're playing that with Sarah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what do you think? This is a good one, though.
Okay.
Justin Bieber or AOL?
Oh, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Let me think about this. AOL was dial-up. I'm going to say the Bieber.
AOL's older.
What? Wait a minute. Really?
Yes.
How old is he?
Justin
how
Bieber?
How old is anything?
I think he's like 16.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought he was older.
But I think AOL started like in the late 70s, early 80s,
really?
I want to say. Yeah,
that's
it wasn't always America Online.
I thought it was new for the 90s.
No, it was like some computer like dial-up company, and
yep.
They changed the name to America Online.
Okay.
So who's older? Two of our favorites.
Oh, no.
Ron Jeremy or Mel Gibson?
Ooh, let me think about this.
The hot Ron Jeremy or Mel Gibson?
Mel.
Both hotties.
I'm gonna say. I think it might be Ron.
Ron Jeremy.
All right,
winner.
Awesome.
Winner. That's all I got for that.
Okay. Well, that was fun.
Yeah. All
is
right.
Is it time to play?
It is time to play. So call in now for this or that. Or you have to get 3 right out of 5. If no one's called in by 6:45, we are playing with each other.
Wow. And that's not a threat. Or
yeah.
It is a threat.
Or, yeah. And not in a, like, a dirty kind of way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't have any calls now?
None.
For this or that?
Not a one.
Maybe what we should do is take a little break.
You want to take a break?
And we can come back and we can see if this or that is happening.
Okay.
And if not, we'll play with each other, like you say.
Yeah, let's do it. Crazy show this week.
Well, we'll be right back after this.
This is the Guaranteed Case Show.
Don't barbecue a foot massage. Don't barbecue a foot massage. You better come down here, get some of this shit. You like to eat? America loves to eat. So why not open up somewhere America can sit down, enjoy a meal, and get the feet rubbed? We'll fry anything you want for $5.99. As long as it's fryable or edible, we're going to make it deliciousable. We will fry parts of the chicken you didn't even know was fryable. The beef, the feathers, we'll fry candy bars. All that European stuff that you don't really normally eat, we'll bring it down here and fry it for you. Ask McDonald's to fry stuff other than what they normally fry. Guess what you're going to get? Nothing. If it fits through the dough, I'll put it in the fryer. Hell, this is a dinosaur. All our meats are gently tenderized to their optimum deliciousness. We got fine dinosaur meat. Take my money, pay me, pay child support. Come on down here and get you a flight. Once they get their social security number, it's over. Motivated, 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 motivated. So, friends, let's just decide you don't want no barbecue. Well, that's fine, too. Why not let one of my foot specialists or myself perform our magic? Look at that. Don't they look wonderful? If you really pay me enough, we'll massage your feet in any of these sauces also. The chances are rude down here, Jones. Good-ass barbecue and foot massage. So go ahead and give me a call or find us on the worldwide internet at the new website. That's J-O-N-E-S, big-ass, truck rental and storage.com/Jones. Good-ass barbecue and foot massage. .html.
Excuse me, did you call number 52?
Did you hear me call number 52?
This is the Guaranteed Pay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
Who?
We are back.
We are back. And guess what? We have a contestant for this or that.
We do.
Woo!
Oh, that's awesome.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this this or that?
This is this or that. Are you ready to win?
Fantastic. I would love to get 1,000 tennies at Starbucks.
Nice. Well, we didn't say we were giving that away.
What can I win?
I don't know. But it'll be like 1,000 cents at some place.
That's right.
Oh.
That's right.
Fantastic. Condom World?
Sure.
Nice.
Hmm.
All right.
Who is our contestant this evening?
Oh, Caller? My name is Tom, but some people call me Zelda.
Why?
Because that's the character I play when I win at Brawl.
Okay. Well, are you ready to win?
Yeah, I can win other games besides Brawl, yeah.
All right.
Interesting.
The category is Pokemon or real animal.
Okay.
The first two are Cuscus or Donphan?
That's for a spelling.
Cuscus is C-U-S-C-U-S and Don Phan is Donphan.
Wait, I'm confused. Is that one name?
No, that's two names. Tuscus or Don Phan.
We have to guess what.
I think Don Phan is a real animal.
Don Phan is a Pokemon.
Oh, my goodness.
So sorry.
What's a Tuscus?
I think it's like some sort of, like, big cat or something.
Tuscus?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, you ready for the next? You still have four chances to win.
Okay.
Okay. Is it a Pokemon or a real animal, Larvitar or Wallaroo?
What? Wow.
Wallaroo is a real animal.
Wallaroo is the real animal.
Nice.
Awesome. 1-1.
1-1. All right. Is it a Pokemon or a real animal, Caracal or Linoon?
I'm going to ask for a spelling.
Caracal or Linoone.
Hmm. Huh. I think time.
Gotta pick one.
All right, then I'm gonna go with the Caracal, the real animal.
Real animal, yes.
Wow.
Linoone
awesome.
Is a Pokemon. All right.
2-1.
2-1. You're almost gonna win.
One more to win.
One more to win. All right. Is it a Pokemon or a real animal? Kagu or Corphish?
The first one is a real animal.
Yes, you win.
Wow.
Yeah,
nice.
You're a big winner. Congratulations, Tom.
Thanks.
What are you going to do with your $10 at Unknown Store?
Well, when I know what store it is, I'll probably buy something there, like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I don't know.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
Yeah.
Those are pretty good.
Yeah.
Those are pretty good.
Maybe I get some Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and some condoms.
Great.
That's a great combo.
Why
yeah.
condoms?
Yeah. Sometimes you need those things, you know?
Okay. Well.
Maybe you don't know.
Well,
yeah, maybe I don't know.
I think we know how to get your prize. We got your contact information.
You got your contact information at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
gmail.com.
All right. Well, thanks for playing, Tom.
Well, thanks for having me.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that was Zelda.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Didn't sound like the way Zelda sounds in the game, though.
No, a little different. I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah. Little deeper voiced.
Yeah, a little deeper.
Yeah.
We got jelly beans over there?
Yeah, you want some?
Yeah, I need some jelly beans.
Yeah, here's some jelly beans.
It's like a show tradition here
yeah.
or something.
We got to get, like, some regular jelly belly. Yeah, with the black ones in there. I like that.
Yeah.
I like the black ones. Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, is this a coconut one? I think you might want to have this one.
You, like the, you don't like the coconut one?
No.
How do you not like the coconut one?
Because they're vile.
Oh, they're delicious.
There you go.
Here, you can have the other one.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right.
Trading beans back and forth.
Trading beans. I don't know.
Trading
what do you
show.
Want to do now?
What do we got?
This is not a very well-planned show, don't you think?
Well, we're doing great. I think it's been entertaining. And people,
yeah?
It's not like it's not like it's trifling.
No.
Trifling.
Oh, you know what? I wanted to bring up. We had Sarah on last week. Which
yeah.
was great. I hope to have her back again.
And we saw the Meltdown Incentive on
they
Friday.
They were awesome.
They were awesome.
Very cool.
Yes.
And Sarah had this to say about Easter.
Great eggs. Great peach.
That's something I want to point out. But we hope to have her on soon.
What did you
tell
them?
Awesome.
It's like great eggs. Great peach.
Great eggs. Great peach.
Do you like peeps? Well, you don't eat marshmallow.
I don't. I think those things are pretty vile. I think they're pretty trifling.
I think they're good if you if you let them sit out like a few days and they get all like crunchy, then they're good.
I've heard other people like that too.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah.
That seems a little hard to me.
It's good. And then there's the peep wars where you like put the peeps in the microwave. You put like a little
facing each other.
Yeah, you can facing each other.
Battle.
Yeah, and you can put a toothpick in there as like their little fork.
Oh, they're like jousting.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Peep wars. It's very, it's the new craze.
Peep wars.
Peep wars. Peach.
Yes. Peach.
Cobbler.
Oh. Are we playing the peach game?
I think we are.
Well, we only have 10 minutes left.
Are you duffing the peach game?
I don't know. Do we? What about the best Craigslist? Do we have time, for that?
I forgot about that.
Let's get down there. I think that's good.
All right.
Hey, happy Rocktober, everyone. I just wanted to play it again.
I know,
I just
you love
that again.
Sound clip. This is out of Houston. I need help moving my chickens.
Oh, my gosh.
I have approximately 1,243 chickens that need to be transported. I began my journey with my minivan, but it was just not working out. Too many trips and too much shit and feathers.
Ew, Jesus.
With no AC, it makes it very difficult when constantly tempted to roll the windows down because doing it all by hand, I have lost 1 out of 4 chickens with my first 3 chips.
Out the window?
For trips, yeah.
Oh, my God.
If you have a reasonable transportation for this chicken operation, please let me. Thank you. duck egg that my cat brought home.
Duck egg?
Yes. My cat brought home a duck egg near Bayou St. John. I would be happy to turn it over to someone if they carried a hatchet or whatever. This is
what?
The second of two, but the first got cracked on the way home. I don't have the facilities to hatch it, and I don't eat strange eggs that my cat brings home. Now, my first question is, how is your cat getting a duck egg home?
How
is a duck egg, like, kind of big? It's kind of big, right? Because I think I've seen one. It's big.
But, it's like, the size of...
Yeah.
Like, well, it's bigger than, like, the egg we eat, like, chicken eggs.
It's big.
And
I've seen one
cat,
in, like, a gourmet store.
How does a cat carry an egg?
That's what I'm asking.
Just
how...
Throw it in the bag, throw it over shoulder? I mean, you should get... Of, like, put in the mouth
like
or something.
Like, boots? He's got a bag. All right, this is someone who's really bitter, but it's funny as hell. This is out of Anchorage. And I guess if you're in Anchorage, you might be a little bitter. Free to get... We have got a great deal for you. Have you ever wondered how your life would be with a hateful, cantankerous, rude, hypocritical, opinionated, obnoxious, obese, angry, hairy, verbally abusive, and dependent grandfather that you're not related to? His name is Leland, and he's in his 70s.
Oh, my gosh.
Hopefully in poor health. Leland enjoys judging others and enabling one of many criminal children to plunder various objects from his wife's family. If you enjoy suspenders... Creepy, non-audible chuckling, being referred to as dickhead, generic old man comb-overs, random accusations of drug use,
what?
That old people stench that sticks to the back of your throat, rude, judgmental comments about how your loved ones, watching your grandmother be maliciously manipulated into hating her own children, grandchildren, Jeez. Anyone, your house being cluttered with useless as he pretends he invented, and interacting with someone who is completely devoid of soul, then we have the Leland for you. Care instructions. Leland needs plenty of happiness to suck out of the area around him, so make sure that you provide him with enough sacrifices, i.e. children, cats, adult humans,
sacrifice.
Really anyone extra you have laying around. Make sure you have a healthy supply of ridiculous red suspenders and readily available. 3. An elderly woman who'd to follow around and order about. 4. Enough tools to invent really crappy things for some weird reasons that really have been invented before. 5. Thousands of dollars in cash or anything tradable, sellable, pawnable, so that his worthless space-wasting pieces of S sons can come and steal it for drugs.
Nice.
Six.
Wow.
Anyone that ever needs a favor, excluding anyone in his family, so that he can have immense joy and satisfaction of telling them no. Seven, cats to kick.
Oh, my God.
Eight, children to kick. Nine, disabled people to kick.
I don't have that one.
Ten, erection pills. He can't get enough
alone,
but he needs to jerk off to his diabolical genius. Possibly his inability to achieve an erection has caused some of his more fun personality quirks.
Oh, boy.
As it is hard to let such a wonderful person and human being leave our lives, we all feel the need to share this beautiful creation of God with the rest of the community, if not the world. If you feel up to the task, please don't dilly around. I can imagine everyone will rush to the respond to such an earth-shattering offer. He may be gone before you can get him. Serious inquiries only.
Wow.
Somebody is bitter.
What's his name? Leland?
Leland.
Leland.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's see.
Wow. Sounds like a gem.
This sounds like a really bitter son and
totally
grandson.
Bitter.
This is out of Philadelphia, and it's entitled In a Well, Need Ladder.
Wow. I guess they have Wi-Fi, though.
I know. Like, what's
yeah.
happening? I'm offering a reward for the first person who shows up with at least a 25-foot ladder to the well off. Route 33322 and Sugar's Bridge Road. My friends won't come because they think I'm joking. I'm definitely not. I have water, but have not eaten in 2 days. Reward is negotiable depending on how quickly you get here. And FYI, to the kid that threw rocks down here at the well yesterday evening, I'm going to find you and do terrible things to you.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. And let's see. Maybe one last one to end. Okay. Ask for cash.
Ask for cash?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Can't afford to take care of Donkey anymore. He's in good health, very friendly, and only mildly stinky. It is expensive to care for him, though. I'm selling him for $500. Got him for $2,000. Totally worth it. You pick him up.
Wow. Donkey.
Donkey. So,
oh, that's pretty great.
I just wanted to make sure of one last thing.
Yeah.
How is the coffee situation? Are you still buying your crappy coffee at work, or are you making coffee at home and taking it?
Almost neither. There was one day last week that I had the coffee at work.
Why would you do that?
It wasn't that good.
It's a quarter, right? And you put the little cup in the machine and it goes shh, and
yes.
It's your coffee.
But we had the benefit of having real cream, which was nice. That worked out well.
Cover up the awful taste of the coffee. Keep looking at the French press like it's going to do something.
Yeah, it's right over there.
Yeah.
There it is. Yep. Coffee.
Uh-huh.
I've made some tea. But no, I haven't made any coffee here. I took out the espresso maker and I was looking at it. It's dirty. I got to clean it if I want to use it. But I put it back in the cabinet.
You have no update. Your updates are always like, I'm going to do something. Or like, there's a coffee machine over there.
I keep drinking coffee.
Hmm.
I've been going. Actually, the coffee place I've been going to more frequent has been Cozy. Which isn't very good.
Again.
I go a couple of times.
Again, you're getting crappy coffee, and you pay more this time.
Oh, yeah.
How much is a coffee at Cozy?
Well, I get a bagel and a cup of coffee for maybe like three city.
Oh.
It's not too bad.
Well, still kind of crappy.
I wish there was like a Drunken Grown-Ups or a place with really good coffee and a bagel just on the way to work.
Where could be drunk? You made your own coffee at home. They sell that at the grocery store, the Drunken Grown-Ups coffee.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that someday. We'll just keep bringing it up, though.
Yeah.
I like that it's like a regular coffee.
It's an ongoing theme. Anyway, we got to get out of here, folks. Join us next week at the very same time, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. here at Blog Talk Radio. Email the show at dkradio@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook and find us on Blogger at derrickandkay.blogspot.com. Look, I nailed my promos.
That was pretty
today.
Good. Like you hit the post on
I
the
know.
Second warning.
So good.
That's pretty good.
That was the only thing that went well today, I think. Everything else was a little bit shaky.
We got it off the ground.
Yeah, we got it off the ground.
We got it off the ground.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed our show today, and we will see you guys next week.
See you next week.
All right.
Have a good week.
Have a good evening, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, Thank you for coming. Please drive carefully and arrive home safely. Good night.
It's the Pace Show.